Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 698. I am your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged feline. I got some popping going on. What happened there? Got a little too close to the mic? Something? I don't know. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, three-legged kitty. He's downstairs, I think. Unless he's just, like, sneaking up behind me at the moment. Could be. Possibly. Maybe. I don't know. I'll find out. It's nowhere near his eating time, although I'm about an hour away from when I generally clean his litter box and, like, brush him and whatnot. So, you know, that's generally a time when he lets me know what time it is. He's, like, expecting the treats afterwards and the brushing. He seems to enjoy the brushing for the most part. He'll be coming up here at some point. Be like, what the fuck is going on? Why are you still up here? You know, I was going to talk pretty much just Stranger Things all tonight. As, you know, I watched all of Stranger Things. The whole kit and caboodle, as, you know, Muffin Man came over New Year's Day, and we watched the series finale, the whole series, the end of the end, the end of the Upside Down-ish, because apparently they are making a spinoff show that I don't think there's any real details released about. I've got some thoughts, I suppose, on the series finale, so... Definite spoilers. You know, I was planning on just talking about that. But, you know, I had to work today. It's a Saturday as I'm recording this. As the overtime has not ended. This is generally our slow time of the year, and it's not slowing down. And I've only had to work 2 days this week, but it was Friday and Saturday of all days I had to work. And it's a tiring job. And... I definitely didn't get a whole lot of sleep New Year's Eve, as I stayed up until late. I went over to Jackman's. We gambled on a horse racing game. There was like a board with holes in it that had lanes for 12 different horses, and the horses were numbered. They had pins on them. You could put them in the holes in the board. To move the race horses along to win the race, to see which one would win the race. You rolled the dice to see which horse was going to move. And we were dealt out cards, you know, before each round. And if you had the card of that horse and that horse won the race, then you won that pot for the round. Or we would split up the pot for that round, for that horse. It was fun. I did win. Fun fact, I did win. We only started with like $5 a piece in quarters. So it wasn't like major league gambling. But it was good times. Good times over there. And I got to play my guitar over there. Brought my amp and played with Marcellus and Benjamin over there. And, Jackman joined in for a little bit, too. And I am terrible at playing with people. I can't keep time very well. I'll admit that. You know, I can play some complicated-ish things on guitar. You know, I don't create things, but, you know, I can play stuff that, different songs and whatnot that require some dexterity and what have you. But I'm used to just playing with already recorded track. Of music, if not just, you know, playing by myself. So I don't have to worry about really keeping perfect time with anybody else. When you listen to a recording, they're always in time. And you know, I should probably, I don't know, use a metronome and stuff, or probably, you know, it'd probably be best if I, you know, played with people more often than, other than myself. But that being said, you know, it was fun. I went over there and playing by, I did, you know, I used my Fender Champ 100, which I always use headphones here because the amp is too loud. I mean, it's a 100-watt amp, so there, like, as soon as you turn it on, it's making too much noise without the headphones. And so I brought it over there, but, you know, there was people upstairs having, you know, I didn't want to just, like, that, it was going to be loud, and I didn't want to draw too much attention to the fact that I was out of time and from the drums and the bass and what have you. I didn't want to be just drowning out everybody, so, you know, I didn't turn it up very loud. I didn't even have the amp on 3 on the volume, and it was already pretty loud. If I turned it 2-3, exactly 2-3, like, it was fucking loud. I've definitely never dimed that amp. I'd be interested to hear what it sounds like on 10, on diming it, you know? There's no 11. It's not Spinal Tap. But, yeah, it's going to be probably deafening. It's probably not as loud. I can't imagine it's louder than my Marshall that I keep over at the Muffin Man's. Because that, yeah, I can't play with headphones. So there's no point in keeping that around. You know, bought that amp like 25 years ago or something. I was like 18, 19. Fuck, I don't remember. It was a long time ago. I was probably about 18, 19-ish. So we're talking about 25, 26 years ago. Going on 27 years ago. It's been around a while. It's an old amp. And it's got a 100-watt amp head. And then 4 12-inch speakers in the cabinet. So it's, you know, it's a half stack. That fucker's loud. I don't think I've ever dimed that either. I used to turn it pretty loud when I lived in my mother's house on High Street, though. I'd get... It was fucking loud. And yeah, but I don't think I ever dimed that. I definitely had played that a lot louder than I've ever played this Fender Champ. I also don't want to go deaf. You know, I'm already, you know, my hearing's not the greatest. Being in my 40s now, I'd like to try to keep it a while, you know, but we'll see. I imagine it's going to go with everything else. As my mind becomes jelly, my body just turns to shit. You know how it is. Good old aging. But yeah, I was going to, you know, just talk about Stranger Things, Maisley? I'm a little tired from work. I did have a margarita in me for a little bit, but that was a couple hours ago. My energy from that has waned. Thought about hitting Red Bull. I'm trying to lay off that shit. Getting the caffeine headaches when I'm not doing that stuff nowadays. Caffeine headaches suck. I don't want to just keep fucking mainlining caffeine to get rid of headaches. Not even just stay awake anymore, just to fucking get rid of the headaches. That's no good. But yeah, today I was a little distracted. I was a little distracted as, I guess, overnight. I'm sure by the time I post this, everybody's going to be quite aware of the current news. Looks like, you know, we definitely did, the U.S. that is. I mean, I did not sign off on this. Apparently neither did Congress, which is no shock. Not a shock at all. They didn't even get a heads up. I mean, we've had like, what, half our naval fleet or something ridiculous, blockading Venezuela and threatening military action for what, like a couple months at this point. We've been blowing up boats that were claimed to have been drug vessels that were headed to Europe, by the way, not the U.S. Either way, you know, it was said to protect American lives is to blow them up with missiles, not to just, you know, arrest them and take anybody off the boat, but to, you know, blow them out of the water. breaking international laws right there. But, you know, the U.S. has been known to do that. We tend to do that. And being the, you know, big cat on the block or big dog, whatever, you know, people don't usually question the fact that we commit war crimes and what have you. You know, just ask the Bush administration about that. but yeah, apparently overnight, the U.S. Like special forces, I guess just general military, I'm sure there was a few branches that were involved in this, you know, attacked Venezuela. There was several explosions. I'm not 100% sure whether or not we must have hit them with some sort of missiles. It was overnight, and kidnapped the president of Venezuela, the dictator, if you will, president, whatever you want to call him. He's not a good guy. I mean, that's for sure. Neither was Saddam. And, you know, we did that war illegally, and it turned out so great, as I think unanimously these days. People agree that the war in Iraq was a bad idea. And, well, you know, it was also, you know, they falsified reports on WMDs and what have you to give us a reason to go to war. That was back when you bothered to, you know, sell Congress and the rest of the world that, oh, hey, it's cool that we're going to go to war with these people. They're bypassing that even nowadays. They're like, we don't even need, why should we even bother making up some fucking bullshit story? We'll just attack them and take their shit. We'll take their oil. And I am waiting. I haven't seen it yet. Where's Trump's mission accomplished? I mean, I know that his fat ass can't fit inside a fighter plane's cockpit, nor can he possibly fathom how to fly one. Those little tiny fingers. One, I think he's already just too tall, because I think you have to be under a certain height, and then he's too fat to get in there. And, you know, he's got those tiny little fingers. I can't imagine those are going to work too well on that stick, pulling that stick up and down. And, you know, it might work good on Bubba, on Bill Clinton's stick, you know, on that shaft. It might work well going up and down on that, but on the stick on a fighter plane, I don't know about that. I doubt it. I doubt it. Again, I don't think he'd fit in the cockpit to begin with. But what I was going to get at, you know, George W. Bush famously, after we, of course, it took, what, a couple years to find Saddam finally, as he was hiding in a hole. But, you know, we went in right away in Iraq in a matter of, was it days? Was it weeks? I don't remember how long it took to just overrun Baghdad. And, you know, there was residents. And Saddam was an evil bastard. He was an evil, evil bastard. But didn't have weapons of mass destruction and had nothing to do with 9/11. Or at least there was never any shred of evidence that he had anything to do with 9/11. Which that was like a loose argument at best, even when transpired that he had anything to do with 9/11. That was more of after the fact. They said because after they went through Saddam's palace is because he had a mural, if I recall, of 9/11. Like, oh, yeah, he took part in it because he had somebody paint a picture of it. But yeah, that we you know, took over Iraq rather quickly. It was fast, without much opposition. They didn't really fight. But then, you know, running a country, and then also, you know, Iraq had a fairly decent-sized military. I'm not really sure about the military in Venezuela. I couldn't tell you. I don't really know a whole lot about Venezuela. Apparently, you know, they are one of the most oil-rich countries in the world. So I think that's all that fucking Trump probably knows as well. He just lets the generals deal with the other stuff. Like, hey, they got a lot of oil and we can just take it. Let's do it. But yeah, we've And, you know, there was the, what, Panama with Manuel Noriega or whatever during the HW, like when we took that over. So we got a history of a regime change in South America. But it never, the regime change in the U.S. has never worked out well. Or at least if it has, I am unfamiliar of any time that it worked out well, where it ended well. I mean, we were just famously into, you know, forever wars, basically, with Afghanistan and Iraq. With Afghanistan, it was, what, over 20 years. I don't remember what year we got out. Was it 22? 20? We went in 2001. That's easy to remember. I know it was under Biden we left. I couldn't tell you as to what year that was. I don't know. This past year seemed to be like 8 to 10 years all rolled into one. It's just, I feel like 30 years older, and I'm thinking this 2026 is already starting off like it's going to be a just shit show, a terrible fucking shit of the year, you know? I would imagine, you know, since we've conducted, it's hard to say, you know, I don't know that many people are going to come to, aid Maduro and be like, you know, really freaking out over it. I feel like a lot of the countries are probably, we should probably just let them have this one, which is going to be unfortunate because that's going to just let Trump go, well, I can do whatever now because he already said it, Mexico might be next. I feel like that's going to be a way worse of a problem. Than invading our neighbor, which is one of our biggest trade partners as well. That could be, I would imagine that would be a lot bigger of a deal. Again, I don't know that much about Venezuela to tell you the truth. I know that Maduro's authoritarian leader, and he's starved a lot of his people, and it's not gone well. There's a lot of people that don't like the fella. That being said, just going and taking out the leader, imprisoning leaders, doesn't usually end well for, the country we try to do it. And, when we did that in Afghanistan, again, we were in there for over 20 years. And look, the Taliban is back in control there after we left. Like we didn't really help out a lot. It was what spent like over $1 trillion on it. It was a lot. It was a lot of fucking money. And I'm sure we did help a lot of people in Afghanistan, during that time period. And they got used to a different set of life and then had to go back, unfortunately, to living under the Taliban. Iraq, that was a shit show and a half. And then, ISIS came through that. It's not looking great. History would suggest that this isn't great. Didn't help, didn't work in Vietnam. We did not take out Ho Chi Minh. If we're just going to kidnap leaders that we don't like, although, obviously Trump and Putin are lovers, that love each other, I guess. Not so much on... he's just a useful idiot, Vladimir Putin. But Trump is really just, would love to throat that disgusting shaft that's on Vladimir Putin. But I would say, if we're just kidnapping leaders of foreign countries and throw them in prison. I mean, why stop in Venezuela? Why not just go over to Russia there and arrest Putin? Put him on trial at The Hague. It is rather funny that Trump is, arresting Maduro and putting him on trial in New York, where Trump himself was found guilty of several, 30-something counts of different things. A lot of it involving fraud. He's like, it was terrible for me. Now you have to do it. Now you have to go through it. Like, holy shit. Like, now, motherfucker, you're going to have to deal with Letitia James. But yeah, that's something else. I'm not really shocked. The shocking part of Trump would be if he resigned. That would be shocking to me. I don't see that as ever being a possible. Him ever leaving office willingly is not something that I think is ever going to happen. Also, if he leaves office, then there's the possibility he could be prosecuted for things. Apparently not, according to the Supreme Court, not for anything he does while he's in office. But unless he gets impeached, which that's not going to happen unless somehow the Republicans lose control of Congress. Anyway, great times we're living in. Great times. I am thinking, man, if, I was after Germany, like when I went to Germany this last time, I was thinking I should, this is probably the last time I'm traveling to another country. As even then, I was like, we've had Trump threatening Greenland and Canada of invasion and, taking them over and whatnot. Like, just thinking, I don't know how much longer Americans are getting allowed to travel to foreign countries. It's like a double-edged sword, though, for, countries like Canada and Europe. And because a lot of, especially Ireland, a lot of their economy is based off tourism, and a lot of that is American tourism. So it's like, it's hard to say like, oh, let's cut these fuckers off. So, I imagine it's going to take a lot for countries to finally go, okay, we cannot deal with America whatsoever. That being said, I was thinking like, I may not be allowed to travel to a lot of these places I've been to and would like to go to. And honestly, I didn't think I'm going to have a easy time affording to travel overseas again, but I was, I'd like to travel to like several more countries, and I'd like to go back to Ireland, though if I'm going to be working overtime this whole year, I mean, I should hopefully be able to afford it. I'm thinking it's possible. It's possible. I'm not saying I am, but it's possible. And again, at this by August, I'm thinking like August, I'm going to take like a week off from work, and that I would.
Oh shit.
Fighting, yawning. I take like a week off work somewhere in August, because by then I think I would have enough vacation saved up to be able to take a week off if I don't take any other days off the rest of the year, which also sucks. I might consider going to, I've thought about going to Canada, like some real, I have a Canadian calendar on my wall, but again, it's who knows what the relationship between the U.S. and most of the other world is going to be by that point. It's really hard to say. I'd hate to invest money into that and then find out like, oh, hey, you're sorry, your kind's not allowed here anymore. Which I'm thinking we might get, I don't think I'm going to get banned from traveling from other countries. America might start banning more of our travel. I know that they have put restrictions on a lot of travel. You can't have memes of the vice president on your phone. That's a problem. Of course, that was a German, I think, that got deported for that. But yeah, I might go to Canada. I've never been except for the airport, which I went to the Toronto airport on the way to Germany, on the way back. It's a pretty nice airport. They had a lot of maple syrup at the airport. I kind of thought about buying some. When I got back, I was like, man, I kind of wish I would have bought some fucking syrup. Well, it's kind of weird. It was like, I'm bringing some syrup home from the airport. Win in Canada. Buy some syrup. I mean, Canada's kind of known for that. It's one of their big things. The maple leaf and maple syrup. So, you know, I did make sure to have, while I was in Canada, I did make sure to have a clearly Canadian. The sparkling water in Canada. But, you know, I don't really count as me being in Canada because, again, I was just there at the airport. It was just like another little stop. I could have been anywhere. And it's not like, I mean, I didn't step out anywhere outside the airport. Well, I was on the tarmac. I was on the tarmac, if that counts. I was on the asphalt of the airfield. Upon getting there, was, you know, getting off the smaller plane. And then flying, of course, overseas, we were on the bigger plane. But, yeah, I mean, then again, you know, if I'm going to travel, I have such a love for Ireland that... There is still a lot of stuff in Ireland that I haven't seen or done, and I love that place so much that, man, it'd be hard for me to go, you know what, I'm going to Canada, because, man, fuck, I love Ireland, you know, it's got a real special place in my heart, the Emerald Island. That being said, let's cut the shit. And get on some brighter... Well, I mean, Ireland's pretty bright. Minus, you know, when it rains every 20 minutes or so. The liquid sunshine, as they call it. Let's get on the Stranger Things. You know, I've been watching this show since it originally was on Netflix. It was in, what, 2016, I believe, that... Yeah, it first appeared on Netflix, the first season, in 2016. When Trump first took office, won the election, rather. And now here we are, 10 years later. And yeah. The show has ended. I would say overall, I enjoyed the series throughout. I mean, of course, there's some episodes that I was like, okay, maybe we don't need, you guys are spending too much time on this or that. However, the finale, I'm going to spoil the shit out of this. So if you haven't seen the Stranger Things finale and you want to, you should probably just stop this recording right now. Now I gotta say, you know, I was liking a lot of stuff. I mean, I've got, there's things that I really felt that, I guess, several things they could change. Up until there was, like, when Muffin Man and I finally got to watch this New Year's Day. Okay, the final episode is like 2 hours and 5 minutes long. That's including the credits. So we knew we had quite a bit more Stranger Things, even though it was. I'm just glad I didn't go to the fucking movie theater to see it. That we just watched it here at my place, at the penthouse. On the projector, because, yeah, when we got We got to the final battle between the Strangers Things, you know, cast, the good ones, whatever you want to call them. The D&D crew, the Hellfire Club, and you know, the Byers, the Wheelers, the Steve Harringtons, you know, the whole crew, Hopper. We get to the final battle, and like, this is my biggest, you know, beef with the whole thing, is that, I would say that was a pretty epic final battle between them and Vecna. That was good. I enjoyed that. My biggest harp is that there is an epilogue in this thing. We looked at the time, like, the battle's fucking over. They kill Vecna. Joyce Byers cuts his fucking head off with an axe, which is pretty great. Just chop. Winona Ryder just chopping his head off. Her and her big brown beaver just going to town. And and we went through there was a little bit of the Last Jedi situation going on where I think that, you know, the Duffer brothers were kind of probably paying a little bit too much attention to YouTubers and their theories on what was going to happen with Stranger Things. I think, like, as a creator, you got to just not listen to that shit whatsoever. You got to try to drown that shit out, because Rian Johnson did that shit when he put out fucking Last Jedi, and it fucking just was a shit. Just it was just terrible. It was like, I thought the worst possible Star Wars, but then Rise of Skywalker came out, and it's hard to say which one's worse. Probably Rise of Skywalker, but I don't know. The Last Jedi forced the Rise of Skywalker to happen the way it did, though. They were setting things up, and Rian Johnson just shit all over it. And because he was listening to all the YouTubers and their theories, he's like, well, I got to prove all of them wrong about Snoke and everything. So he made some crazy shit up that Snoke wasn't really a big deal, even though they were leading him up to a big... Anyway, why I say that is there was a lot of people thinking that because there was a Stranger Things Broadway play, which I was not able to see. I do not live in New York. I don't know if it might have been elsewhere outside of Broadway. I'm not sure. But in that play... they give you some backstory on Henry, Vecna, and you find out that as a young child, like a kind of about like what happened, like him leading up to like the mind flare, coming in contact with Henry, Henry Creel, young Henry Creel, and. Led a lot of people to think that the Mind Flayer was the real villain in Stranger Things. And much like in Last Jedi, I don't think much like, because I feel like this was okay that they did this. I didn't really bother me so much, but I feel like it was almost kind of like they did this because of the people having the theories about the Mind Flayer being the big bad behind the whole thing. Which, the Mind Flayer, you know, Henry didn't create the Mind Flayer. The Mind Flayer was there before, and then like joined forces with Henry apparently. Because when the finale happens, Will is connected to the Hive Mind and is talking to Henry, and he's like, back when he's back going back through the trauma of the memory when the Mind Flayer like connected with him. Initially, and then like Henry killed his first person like right before that happened, and in that moment Vecna's like, I wanted to join him, or something to that effect, and that the Mind Flayer never forced him to do anything, And we go, oh shit, yeah, he is evil. I was really fine with that. Although it was felt kind of like they only did that because there were so many people out there with the, like, but, you know, maybe not. Maybe that didn't affect them in their idea to have it play out like that. Again, though, the big issue is that we looked at the time once Joyce put the axe through Vecna's head. His head hits the floor, and, like, the battle's over. I mean, the battle's very over at this point. Look at the timestamp on Netflix there, and it said it was 54 minutes in. And again, this thing is over. It's like 2 hours and 5 minutes, if I remember correctly. But I remember very clearly looking after the final battle, and there was still 54 minutes to go. And so Muffin Man and I are like, oh, well, you know, obviously there's, maybe he wasn't the big bad. Maybe Henry, they're going to still have to fight the Mind Flayer in some other way, even though they sort of did, as they were like, as one, Henry and the Mind Flayer, or Vecna. And I did think too, though, with the final battle, I keep digressing here, but of course, Mike's sister Nancy Wheeler, refused to give Mike a gun. She wasn't going to give him a gun. He's like, what the fuck? Why don't I have a weapon? And then finally she gives him what appears to be a gun. And he finds out, oh, it's a fucking flare. It's a flare gun. Which he was able to do some damage to the Mind Flayer. Was the Lucas throwing water balloons with, I guess, gasoline or some other flammable liquid in it. And, yeah, he did some damage. I was waiting when Nancy did that. I was like, oh, shit. They're going to find some way for Mike to have the kill shot here on the Mind Flayer. He didn't have the kill shot, but, you know, he had some good shots on there. He did some damage. It was a team effort, as it was at the end of season four. When Nancy, you know, is still a badass. They made her look like Rambo. I'm pretty sure, like, the way her hair was when she was fighting the Mind Flayer. Like, they made her hair look just like Stallone's in Rambo 2. I'm surprised they didn't, because, you know, they like to put their Easter eggs, the Duffer brothers. They definitely enjoy putting Easter eggs in Stranger Things. I was waiting for a little bit more Rambo and Nancy Wheeler. Like, I thought maybe you just like see a glance of or her wearing that necklace that he's got from Rambo 2, but no, I didn't notice it. But her hair, I think they intentionally made it look like Stallone's as she's got that assault rifle and going to town on the Mind Flayer. Anyway, again, there's 54 minutes left after this big epic battle between the Mind Flayer. And we're like, okay, well, you know, Linda Hamilton's character, the doctor or whatever, she's still alive and they're, you know, going to come after 11. So they must have some big battle going on there. And, you know, the Mind Flayer, maybe it's still somehow alive, even though Vecna's dead and the big creature that was, I guess, the Mind Flayer. But I feel like the Mind Flayer's got, you know, could not. Maybe it's not fully dead. We thought the Mind Flayer was dead before. Anyway, you know, thinking there's, again, only 54 minutes were gone of a 2 hours and 5 minutes. So there was over an hour to go yet. Hour and, 11 minutes. That's including credits. And, well, I mean, you know, we did have a scene where the military, captures them all. And then 11 gets away and appears to kill herself in the upside down. In the upside down. And then we have this obscenely long epilogue that's like an hour long. And I don't remember how much time at that point. I just remember at the end of the final battle, there was like only 54 minutes had gone by. They Lord of the Rings does. That's what, like, Muffin Man keep looking. Are they, like, as it's going on, and, like, after 11, you know, basically kills herself. We don't exactly see her kill herself, but it would appear she did. That I have, like, some critiques on, too. Like, I'm okay with her, like, you know, doing the, you know, the hero's thing. I'm going to take my own life so then, you know, they can't make more Henrys. And that maybe she thought that was the only way this could happen. Make sure that this wouldn't happen. Her sister and her had to die. I feel like they shouldn't have telegraphed that in the previous episode and had her sister talk to her about that, like, right then. Like, maybe they could have gone away and they had some conversation and then just not let us know about it, you know, at that point. And then Vecna, when he gets into Hopper's mind, he can show him that, you know, right before the final battle. Maybe we could find out then. I think they telegraphed it too long. We get like, oh, looks like she's going to kill herself. I think they spent too much time on that. Should have been more of a surprise. That being said, like, after that 11 scene, there's no more bad things going on. It is just straight up like the end of the fucking Lord of the Rings, man. It is. We got to let you know what's going to happen to every character. Steve's coaching baseball. Joyce and Hopper are going to Enzo's finally. And he didn't order the Chianti. Or Chianti. I think he called it the Chianti or whatever. Or I guess he ordered that when Joyce stood him up. He ordered the Chianti. That's right, because he was there. But he didn't get breadsticks. I mean, he didn't make a big thing of that. But they were at Enzo's, and it's like we're waiting for stuff. Like, they have a scene at Enzo's. They're just eating at Enzo's. And, like, we're like, when's something going to happen, you know? They have all these scenes where fucking Nancy, Steve, Jonathan Byers, Robin, I guess, is up there. Like, they're up on top of some store just hanging out. And... again, just saying what's happening in their life. They're not like... it's like a day in the life where nothing much happens. We're just like catching up. And you're waiting for, you know, something to appear to go, you know, like, oh no, there's still bad stuff in the world. Like, I'm waiting for something to appear to show that, oh no, there is still something going on outside of our own world, or, you know, that's back into this world, whatever, you know. Even though, you know, it's the finality of the Stranger Things, like, I don't feel like we needed to know every life decision that all these characters made. Well, one, like, why didn't the military just arrest these people? I mean, they were killing military officers. Like, left and right. Hopper was just, like, you know, he was taking him out. Hopper was like Black Ops, man. Of course, he was in Nam. You know, it wasn't his first rodeo. But he's just taking people out. Like, it's fucking nothing. And he wasn't the only one shooting people and stuff. But after, you know, Eleven just dies, essentially. We believe she's dead at that point. They don't arrest any of these fuckers. Now, granted, this was evil government people, and, you know, they could have, even if they didn't want to arrest them, to have some kind of record on there, they could have very well have just made them disappear. They clearly didn't care about killing people, what have you. They're just going to walk away. They're like, oh, the girl with the powers that we were going to use to create other creatures and monsters, she killed herself. So I guess the rest of you can go free now. You know, you killed our people, but go ahead and have a nice life now. Like, that seemed a bit ridiculous. That part was definitely like, you know, 11 should have probably thought about that. Like, that should have been more of a thing like, oh, you're still going to have problems with the military too. Even though if I'm dead, you still killed their, you know, their coworkers at the very least. You know, I would think that Linda Hamilton was still going to, you know, maybe have at least a grudge after that. But anyway, no, they just go back to like a normal life and are totally fine with doing normal things. Steve's like, I'm just going to be a coach. I want to be a dad and be a softball coach after fighting these demons and, you know, having the world almost end. And they're not thinking, you know what? Like, they're fine with, like, I just want to go back and have, like, a normal life. And, it was, it was a little weird. I don't think we needed a recap on everybody's life and what they were doing that day. Really, I thought with the epilogue, it wasn't all bad. It wasn't all bad. What they could have done was simply just that, because as soon as they start playing D&D, because it ends with them playing D&D, like the main crew plus Max, like the original D&D crew with Max, then include Max, because she wasn't in the first season. She wasn't, you know, there for that first D&D battle. But yeah, they're all down there and they're playing D&D again. And basically, where, you know, Mike's telling the story. Basically, they're almost going through like the battle that they had like originally, and then like the what wins the battle is the mage. The mage kills the whoever they're fighting, which is sort of a Vecna ish in the D&D game. And anyway, he starts talking about calling her the mage, but then insinuating that that she escaped and that her sister helped her escape. And that part was pretty cool, you know? And then it leaves at the end, like, did she die? I'm thinking she died. but you never know. Maybe there is really a place with three waterfalls. I mean, there was fucking demons that with, like, flower-like heads. Why wouldn't there be a place with three waterfalls? I mean, there was a whole upside down. That part was pretty great. And what they could have done, they could have just, man, they really could have just went from pretty much the final battle, you know, 11 doing her thing, like, did she die? It looks like she's dying. She's like, well, I've got to take my own life so that none of this ever happens again. Try to be a hero, doing the not kamikaze, but seppuku, what is it, when the samurais would like take the sword out and stab themselves in the stomach. They could have cut from that and then just gone straight to them playing D&D. I think that was like, it was just completely unnecessary. And I think if I end up watching that final episode again, you know, I will probably stop after the final battle, or, you know, I'll stop and then go straight to the them playing D&D. Which I think if I was going to re-edit that, man, I would pretty much do that. Like, trim that whole part out for the most part of the epilogue and just go straight to them D&D. And which I thought that part was pretty solid. Pretty solid. And, you know, it seemed right. It was like bookending it, because it's exactly how the first episode started out, was them playing D&D, and then you end it with them playing D&D. That was, again, I think it was pretty great. The final battle was pretty great, you know? Nancy Wheeler being a badass. It was pretty funny to see Karen Wheeler back with her husband. Is it Ted? I think his name might be Ted. I don't know. Father Wheeler. Seeing them back together at the end is like, man, really? Like, you're going to go back to that? Which, again, she was, you know, she was ready to go fuck Billy. And because her father, you know, her husband is, you know, a bit of a, he's kind of funny. He's funny, like with the whole, all the kids coming over and eating all of his food and shit. It's pretty great. But anyway, you know, he's got like, how does Karen Wheeler end up with this? And she's clearly got some of that badass in her, and she put the oxygen tank inside the dryer to, you know, kill those Demogorgons. It's pretty badass. Pretty badass. There's definitely something on Karen Wheeler's side of that family going on. Not so much on Ted or whatever his name is, Wheeler. That's not so much. But yeah, that, it would appear that, you know, perhaps they are going to have a Nancy Wheeler spinoff. I'm not sure if that's going to be the thing, but I mean, they do have the novel, I guess. There's at least one book that's coming out that's going to, like, Nancy's going on her adventures. I would be surprised if, you know, they didn't have any of the characters return. Apparently, from what I haven't, like, seen a whole lot much of anything on this possible spinoff. And yeah, from what I understand, though, like, it's going to take place in a different time period, which, I mean, Stranger Things, you know, takes place all in the 80s. So, you know, maybe it happens in the 90s, maybe it happens in the 50s, maybe it's in the 1930s. Maybe it's like way back in the day. It's like the birth of the Mind Flayer. Who knows? Maybe it has something to do with Nazi Germany and in the 40s, you know, 30s and 40s. And I doubt it. I don't see that as the route they're going. But, you know, I can't. It's definitely something. This is Netflix is like golden child here. I can't imagine them going, you know what? We're not gonna keep this gravy train going. you gotta keep it going, because that's like the only real reason to keep your Netflix subscription for a while. Now they own everything, or are about to own everything, if, you know, Paramount, Skydance don't have their way. They're gonna own most of streaming, and so that's kind of shitty, but I think probably better than Paramount owning it. Apparently they're going to try to kill, like, movie theaters, shortening the window that movies are kept in movie theaters, which sucks. You know, I'd like to see movie theaters thrive, because, you know, even though I've got the theater, I have the projector downstairs, you know, I do enjoy going to the movie theater. And that's how I came to love movies as a child, was going to the movie theater. And, you know, I watched movies at home and stuff, but it's not the same. Going with some friends, going to experience a movie, like opening weekend, which will still be there, but apparently they want like a 17-day window, whereas now there's a 45-day window that movies are supposed to be kept in the movie theaters. Now, of course, some movies don't get released in theaters to begin with, but, I mean, they want to put the stuff out straight to streaming, which, you know, I'm sure that will cut down on movie sales, and that's going to hurt a lot of, you know, local businesses. There's, like, here in Washington, there's the local movie theater. It's not a big chain. And I'm sure that's going to hurt their business, you know. But, yeah, that's... Now I've got time, I guess, to watch other things. I did watch the Fallout That was entertaining. See, Macaulay Culkin, he looks healthy. Looks healthy. He's bulked up a little bit. So he's playing part one of the Legion members there in Fallout. And that shit was entertaining. I can't imagine. I was saying, I don't think Fallout is going to Lord of the Rings us, or Stranger Rings us, if you will. I would hope when that series wraps up, which I think we've got a few years before Fallout, because I'm pretty sure that show's doing really well. I don't think they're going to want to stop that soon. We're only in the second season. But I would imagine they're not going to have a two-hour epilogue, hour or 2 hours. Or we got to let you know all these characters are going on to live normal, happy lives. We're not going to see the ghoul go out and be a baseball coach. Walton Goggins' ghoul. And Lucy's going to go back and hang out in a vault for the rest of her life. Okie dokie. Maybe Maximilius will come over sometimes to her vault. Check it out, you know. I don't think that's going to happen. It could happen, you know. They could see the end of Stranger Things and like, you know what? They're right. We should Lord of the Rings this shit. We should Fallout Rings it. Stranger Rings is how it's done. I thought about right after I watched that Stranger Things finale. I really thought, like, I need to go through and just edit it myself. And, like, put it up on a website. Although I'd imagine it'd be taken down at some point. But if I just had, like, a website and I put it up, an edited version, my edited version, you know, of how I think Stranger Things, but, you know, it didn't take long for me to go, like, that's kind of some work. I'd fucking download the damn thing. I'm not sure if my... I've only done a little bit of video editing. The video editing software I have on here may not work that well anymore. And, you know, again, a lot of work. I'd have to get a new domain set up. There's not a place where you can just post your edits of, you know, Stranger Things. It would be some work on my part. But I was very, like, initially for like an hour, like after watching that, like, this has to be done. Now I'm like, you know what? Now I'm good. I don't think I'm going to be doing that. But if I ever watch it again, I'm going to do, like, self-editing. I'm going to fucking skip over most of that epilogue. Go right to the D&D, right after that head hits the... Well, I'll let Eleven do her thing and look like she killed herself. Whether or not, you know, that happened or not. Then I cut to the D&D game. I'm not going to watch Dustin give his valedictorian speech. Because, again, like, why the fuck is he going to care about high school so much at all? Like, being valedictorian and fuck the system and honoring Eddie. Then honoring Eddie wouldn't that be like making damn sure that... no demonic creatures come back through and try to take over your world. I would understand you'd want to continue on learning the knowledge, you know, that he'd want to continue on in college. Why the fuck would he care about giving a kind of a speech or anything at that point? Be like, you know what? I need to learn all I can about the Upside Down and make sure that nothing like this ever happens again. He's already into science and shit. Should have went that route. But anyway, I digress. It was, yeah. I mean, I do love the show. You know, it was a great show. It's hard to stick the landing with a show like that. I can't say I'd do any better. I'd probably do pretty bad at making a TV show. I'd love to be able to do it. Even though after I've said, like, I'd love to put out my own edited version. There's a lot that goes into shooting, writing, directing, acting, the making sound effects, the whole nine, you know, the VFX. There's just so much that has to be done well to make a good TV show or movie. You got to have good casting. And, this show had it all. It had a good crew. Is like up and down, up and down, upside down, right side up, you know, all over the dimensions. But, you know, I'll miss it. And, hopefully they do put out a spinoff that is equal in quality. I'll probably at some point go back and watch all of Stranger Things again. But, again, once I get to that finale, I'm not watching the whole fucking thing again. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing the whole fucking thing. there's definitely... Definitely some shit I am going to be skipping over. But it is, you know, it did. The end, I did kind of wonder, because when Mike, Will, and them leave the basement after, you know, Mike saying that, you know, it's possible that the mage is alive, and, you know, what stuff, like, he said, "I believe." And then they all say, like, "I believe," and everything. And they put their books away. And they all go upstairs. Like, Holly, Mike's younger sister, who did the Alice in Wonderland. She was great in it. I mean, all the kids throughout. I mean, they've... Casting in this, you know, fantastic. Dipshit Derek. I forgot the actor's name. But he was pretty great. He was on Jimmy Kimmel Live and told Jimmy Kimmel to suck it. Suck a fat one, Jimmy. Because, you know, he just says that in the show. anyway. Holly, who's, I guess, in a relationship with Dipshit Derek. They don't call him Dipshit Derek anymore. I guess it's Delightful Derek. But Dipshit Derek does sound greater. The character's name. But him and Holly have a thing going on. Good for Dipshit Derek. although I'd be... I gotta warn you, Dipshit Derek. You don't fuck around with the Wheelers, man. Although Karen Wheeler seems to put up a lot, awful, you know. Well, I don't know that her husband's, you know, like, fucks around or anything, but he's kind of a chode. He seems like a chode, a pushover. Maybe. just saying, you know, Nancy and Karen, it seems like they'll fuck some shit up. So. You know, don't do anything wrong to Holly. Don't break her heart, man. You might get shot, and maybe like a gas tank exploded up on you or something ridiculous. Watch out for those Wheelers. But it did. I did wonder, like, when they had Derek, Holly, and like the other ones that were captured by Vecna. Which I don't know any of the rest of their names. I don't know that they really give. I guess they say a couple of their names. But, like, they're all down there playing D&D. I had to wonder, like, is this going to be... Are they the spinoff? Is this going to go straight into them? Are we just going to follow Holly and Dipshit Derek? I just can't stop saying Dipshit Derek. His character is great, by the way. that episode, I guess a couple episodes before the last one, where, you know, he's unaware of what's going on in reality. He's made contact with Mr. What's-It. He doesn't know about Vecna. Doesn't know Mr. What's-It's Vecna or Henry. Well, I guess maybe he doesn't know the name Henry. But... When they kidnap him, that episode's pretty... That's fucking great. That's one of their best episodes. At least of this final season, that episode's fucking great. Where they go and kidnap him. And Lucas's sister, I forget her name, is... she's drugging Dipshit Derek's family. and Dipshit Derek. That episode's fucking great. Kidnapping and drugging their family. That's fantastic. I stand by that episode. Erica Sinclair. Okay, Erica's his sister, which I wonder. I can't. You know, I know in Hollywood they always, you know, act way younger. Usually you're pretending to be someone way younger than you are in general, especially when it comes to kids, because there's a lot of laws on children working, as there should be. So often you have people that are adults playing children, and Lucas's sister's supposed to be quite a bit younger, but in this last season, I had to wonder, like, man, she looks a lot older. But, you know, it is kind of hard to say, too, though, because there's such a gap in time between them making all these seasons. Because I guess it was her character, I don't think, showed up until, what, season two or season three? It was the mall season, which that's season two, I believe. Which, fuck, was like, you know, 8 years ago or whatever. So I guess she probably is an adult. I'm trying to look at her. Doesn't say when her fucking birthday is here. But I'm like, what the fuck? Even she's like, I mean, a lot of those kids are like, they're mid 20s now. They're not fucking children. And this show, you know, takes place from the early 80s to 1989. So, I mean, it's not quite a decade in the show. As, she's 19. Fuck, she's an adult now. That's crazy. I was like, shots of her. I was like, she's supposed to be, I guess she's, you know, I mean, by the end, it's supposed to be 1989. So I guess it's a bit, a bit longer. So I guess she's like further on in high school. But like when we first see her, she's like supposed to be like 8 or something. And if that, fuck. But I guess, you know, it's not too far off. But it hurts my brain to see all these, like, I'm pretty sure Dipshit Derek and Holly are still children. But I think that Holly had a couple of different actors playing her throughout the show. But it's been, I didn't really pay attention to Holly in the first, you know, 4 seasons. So I wasn't really going, hey, that's the same actress. Again, like a 10-year time difference. I don't remember how old was Holly supposed to be in like the first season. I think she might be kind of in there. Is she just in like a crib? I don't remember. My brain, it wasn't that long ago I watched it. But again, it's not like, I mean, Mike's sister was not a real big character until season 5. She was not, I think she was in there. Like every season ish, maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, I guess that's about all I've got. You know, I hate to kind of shit on stuff like that, 'cause I really do enjoy the show, you know, overall. And if somebody hasn't seen it and to hear, like, I know that there's some people at work that, you know, watch the show, and I want to put that negativity out there and put that in their brain before they see it. And because I've had shit like where I've, you know, stuff that I've locked or stuff that I wanted to go see. And then, you know, by the time I saw it, I heard people just shit all over it. And that just kind of puts that in the back of my head to where it's hard for me to not shit all over it myself. As anyway, yeah, I got, that's about all I've got. I mean, it's definitely, you know, it's a great show overall. Maybe they didn't quite stick the landing completely, but few shows do. There's only one Breaking Bad, damn it. There's only one Breaking Bad. And there's only going to be one Heisenberg. He's the man. He is the danger. He is the one who knocks. Don't you fucking forget that. Anyway, that's really all I've got. Hopefully, by the time I post this, we're not in some other war. You know, I guess we're at war with Venezuela. I don't know. Maybe the rest of the Venezuelans are going to be like, "Ah, no, we're cool. We're cool." I mean, I'm seeing reports that a lot of people are pissed off about it, you know? But I don't know. I doubt Congress is going to do a whole lot about it. I don't have any faith that they will go, "You know what? This is illegal to do. This is unconstitutional. You're not allowed to do that." And then, like, turn course on it or anything. I don't see anything like that happening. I would imagine most of them are just going to be like they did with when we invaded Iraq. Probably crickets for the most part. As they'll be like, "Well, Maduro was a bad guy. He needed to go." But yeah, I guess we'll see soon enough. Hopefully Canada, Mexico, and Greenland aren't next. But as always, that's getting wheelchaired, not a trash can.